Yonois Hamayim, Hanoivis Borim Romim. And there are some wells that start out mamash the top of the mountains, and those are much bigger than Pras. The question is, how does the water get there? So you see some wells start up above Pras. The Gemara says, no, Amar of Mesharshia, Hani Sulma de Pras Ninu. These big wells on top of the mountains, the pshat is they have like a ladder that the water climbs up from the Pras. Maybe gravity brings it up. But the pshat is the water still starts off in the north Pras. And from there it goes, shoots up into the top of the mountains. That's where we have even the wells over there. But it also starts off on Pras. For the Morai, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, via Norho Revi, Hu Pras. The fourth river is called Pras. Mashma is not the most chashuv one. So for instance, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Vitema Rav Acha by Yaakov, Hu Pras the Mikora. It means that's the Pras from the one before, Enechanami. The Rashi says, Venorho Revi, Mashma is only one, it's just like one of the other ones. The answer is no. Rashi says, Hu Pras Haniskalamal, this is the Pras that said before. He said before, Vahanor Yoitse Meyedin, Meyden, Shashloshin Ephrodim Menu. That the other three come out from Pras, but Pras is the first one that was mentioned before. Tani, we learned. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Yovel Shmoy, the name of this Pras is really called Yovel. Shinemrit says, V'hoya Kates Shosul Almayim V'yal Yovel Yishalach Shroshav. From Yovel will send down its roots, that's really the Makor where the water starts from. Rashi says, Yovel Shmoy means, Shel Pras V'yal Yovel Yishalach Shroshav Beitzachayim Ishtoi Kro. And V'yetzachayim is that in Gan Eden who, or Pras who Amashka Gan Eden. Pras was the river that watered Gan Eden. So really, Pras comes from Yovel. If so, V'loma Nikra Shmoy Pras. Why do they change his name to call it Pras? Why do they call it Yovel? There it is. Shemaymav Porim V'rovim. That the water of Pras multiplies and very keeps on Porim V'rovim. That's why it's called Pras. Rashi says Shegodol V'raba B'loy Shemoter. It grows by itself, even though it has no rain to it. It itself produces all the water. Samura says, if so, Mitzvah, this should be a proof to Shmuel, this should be a proof to Shmuel's halacha. That the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel holds, Nahora Mikipa Mivruch. Whenever you have a river that starts to overflow, that the banks, there's a lot of water in the river, it's not because rainwater came down into the river, but rather because Mikipa means from its source, from underneath, from its well underneath, that's where it got bigger from. That's like Pras, it doesn't get bigger from rainwater, because it itself multiplies. So that's Shmuel's halakha, with Sunsin Aget, Hilchas Mikvois, could you be table in the river? Even though it's a lot of rain, we don't say the rainwater is more in the river, but we always say the river has, from its own keeper, from its own bank, from its own well, so it's always well water, it can always be table there, even though the water is moving. That's Shmuel's halakha. The other one says, Opligi di Rav, he argues in Rav. The Yomar of Ami, Yomar Rav, Mitra b'marova, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, Sad Rabba Pras. Pras, this river goes down to Bovel. And the Bovel starts to overflow. So people in Bovel know that it rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael. Because why is Pras overflowing? Because it must be a lot of rain came down from Eretz Yisrael and flowed down into the north Pras. So you see, according to Rav, that the rivers become big because of rainwater. Not that the well itself starts to produce more water, but rather rainwater comes into it. So that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Avua di Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Ovid Lehu Labante made for his daughters Mikvah B'yom Anisin. Anisin times, that's the time when a lot of rainwater comes down. So he didn't want his daughters to go to the Mikvah. They need this. He didn't want them to go to the Mikvah in the river. Because he held Mashma like Rav, not like Shmuel. That when the water overflows, the river overflows because there's a lot of rainwater going into it. Now, rainwater cannot be mitayeh when it's moving. Rainwater is good to use for a mikvah. You have to have the water stationary in the mikvah. When the water is moving, you can't use rainwater when it's moving. So therefore, in Nisan times, when the river would be overflowing from rainwater, you have to be afraid maybe there's more rainwater than the actual river itself. Therefore, you can't be table in it. So therefore, in Nisan times, he made special mikvahs for the daughters to go into. But umavti b'yom Tishrei. In Tishrei time, then there was not so much rain. So then, for sure, you let it be tovel in the rivers, because then the majority of the water is the river water itself, which that you could be mitar, even though it's moving. Just used to make mats on the floor, Rashi learns, because it's very muddy there. So afraid some of the dirt could go up on the body, there'd be a chatzitza, so he made sure there was mats on the floor, so they wouldn't have to get the feet dirty with the mud, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. That's what Afu the Shmuel did, not like Shmuel, but that's who like Rav. So most clearly, Sava, because Afu the Shmuel holds, Sava lo Rav, he holds like Rav Shita, that the Yom Rav Ami, Yom Rav, Mitra b'marova, when it rains a lot in Eretz Yisrael, Sada Rabba Pras, Abis, is shown by the river Pras. Because we said the rainwater runs down to Pras, so that's why the Pras overflows because of the rainwater. So if so, Avu the Shmuel was afraid, Shema Yirbu Noit for Malazoichlin. Maybe there'll be more Noit for means rainwater than the original river itself that can be entire when it's flowing down. And therefore, Vehevei Luhu Megis Shema Ruba, will come out that the rainwater is the majority more than just the river water itself. So it comes out Ruba. So therefore, he did not let his ladies, his wives or his daughters, be Toivol in the river, in the main Nisan, because he's afraid there'll be too much rainwater there. So therefore, he made special mikvois when the water is stationary, then even rainwater is good. But Umav Tzibiyay Metishrei, but he made the mats on Tishrei time, because then it's not rain, it's not the rainy season. So then for sure the water in the rivers is kosher water that could be tor even when it's flowing. So just put a mat on the floor that they should not get their feet dirty with the mud. That's what Avud Shmuel held like Rav. And when it says, a plig of the day of the day, so the Yisr is, here some learn Rashi says, a pligi Shmuel of the Shmuel. See, the Rechus and Shmuel himself. Because here the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Ein hamayim nitorim bezoichlim el pras b'yom Tishrei. Here Shmuel says the water is not tor when it's raining, well, when it's moving, only pras b'yom Tishrei. That's all. So lechura tistira, because Shmuel himself before said faket. Shmuel himself before said that all the rivers are that way. According to Shmuel, he says all the rivers are porim v'rovim. Like the water, the river water is not overflow because of rainwater, but rather its own keeper, it's its own cellar, in its own well that produces the water. So according to Shmuel, at all times you should be able to be toivol in the rivers, even be Menisin, even though there's a lot of rainwater there. But so what? There's always much, much more well water. And here, so that's the theory in Shmuel himself. Here Shmuel says no, that ain hamayim nitor mezoichlin, which water could use when it's flowing, el pras, only the river pras, that's all, and even that, only be made Tishrei. So we got the theory on Shmuel and Shmuel, that Shmuel before said not like this, and here Shmuel himself is a little bit machmir now to say that you have to be afraid maybe there would be more rainwater. Yeah. Yeah. Even though Tyson brings down the Rebbeinu Tam Paskins, Lekulu here, the way Shmuel said first, that Kidduch the Shmuel, the Yom HaNaor Mekiva Mivrach. He passes like the first in the Shmuel, that we're never afraid there's more rainwater, because it's always the well itself that produces this water. So he holds at all times it could be Tevil, even in rivers. I think Lamais like the Tchilu will Machme not to, but with the evidence, if you have no other choice, I think we're also Maker like this. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Halokeach, if you buy an animal, or shenit leva matana, somebody gives it to you for a present, poti ma'isa beima. Then there's no din ma'isa beima. It's only animals that were born by you, not if you bought them or got from matana. Minon emilium rav kana yom kora posik says bechor benecha titin li kein tas l'shorchu tzvencho. Just like there's a pigeon a ben fencing on your animals also. So ma bincha, just like your son, you can't buy your son, you can't give it for a present. Is that tzvencho? So v'korcho ain't l'korcho v'matana. If you buy an animal or somebody gives it for a present, there's no mitzvah of Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema is only the 10 animals who were born to you. They have to belong to you, they were born by you. But if you bought them or got from a tono, there's no din Maisa Behema. Alright, we'll stop here. Here, we'll do the last Mishnah. In the name of Beis here. Halokuach, if you buy an animal, somebody gave it to you for a present, is potim in Maisa Behema. Then there's no mitzvah of Maisa Behema. His Maisa Behema is only if you have 10 animals that were born to you that year. It has to be born from your animals. But if you bought an animal, or you bought a baby, or they gave it to you for a present, so on that animal there's no din Maisa Behema. So Maria asked, Minon Emile, how do we know this? So Omar Rav Kana, the Yomakor, the Postik says, Bechor Bonecho Titin Li. That's pigeon haben. You should give your child to the kohen before the rim. Then it says kain tassel l'shorch l'soincho. The same thing you should do also to your shor and to your tzoin. We'll soon see. Even though this pasuk itself is talking about Bechor Behema, something about a Bechor, but we'll soon see, we learn out Maisa Behema from Bechor. We'll soon see how.